right now we are going to go live to Albemarle Barracks up in the northeast of England. A big shout out and a big hello and warm welcome to Father Stephen Sharkey. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Andy. Good morning. How are you?
Well, first of all, very well indeed, but even better now that I hear that you've actually managed to finish your mammoth trek. How many miles?
735.35, to be exact.
Congratulations to you and Andy, and for those tuning in at the moment and wondering why you've done it, just explain why you have done this incredible feat.
It's called Cycle 123 because the movement of one medical regiment, two medical regiment, and three RHA to Senelager, North Luffenham, and also to Albemarle Barracks. So we have followed the route because I was a chaplain to them, and Andy, Sergeant Major Herity, said that he would like to come along and join us and do it. So that's part of the reason why we've done it. And also, we could raise some money as well, which is very important, is to bring the roll of honour of all those who lost their lives with ERHA during the time in Germany, bring it over to Albemarle Barracks.
Absolutely. And you've taken this this sort of beautiful plaque. Well, where's that going to end up in the end?
I'm not sure, either in one of the messes or probably the RHQ. It's not probably going to go outside. We've got one for outside, but it's very symbolic to bring it back to show the respect for those who have given the ultimate sacrifice, and also those who have sadly lost their lives in various things like road traffic accidents. So we remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and our journey over here during this week.
Absolutely. I have to say, I was quite moved as well because I saw one of the photographs that you took next to a poppy field.
Yeah, we turned a corner in Ely and just said, wow, this field of corn was filled with poppy, just so I had to stop and took the plaque out and took a picture with it, which spoke volumes of the people who have given their ultimate sacrifices in time past and also during the time in Germany for CRHA.
Now, last time we spoke, you'd done 500 miles, so really you sort of covered 200 miles pretty quickly, to be honest with you, and I think also quite a few sort of nasty hills involved towards your your final leg.
Yeah, well, we set off North Luffenham. We ended up in Scunthorpe, and thanks to Father James Caulfield, RAF, he booked us into a place to stay, which was excellent. It turned out to be a bit of a faulty Towers hotel, which was quite funny. And we went down for breakfast and said, where is the breakfast room? And she said, I told you last night, so we almost guessed where it was. We then set off from Scunthorpe and up to North Allerton, stayed a night in North Allerton, did about 78 miles, and then we set off from North Allerton yesterday morning and encountered the most awful hills, going up over the top of various things, 15% of climbs. I have to say, I got off the bike.
Well,
Andy did well. A car stopped to say respect to Andy, because he'd climbed 15% hill and got to the top of it in his bike. I just pushed. I couldn't cope.
What was the reception like when you got to Albemarle?
Really good.
Oh,
just now, but the ops officer, James Hudders, and the two IC, Matt and his wife, was here, so very well received. And thanks to them, and also they brought us in a Chinese carrier, which was very well received. But met us with a glass of champagne, which was lovely at the end. We had a room, I had to get a shower, but it was just nice to be able to sit in a proper seat.
Well deserved, absolutely well deserved. Now, just how much money has been raised so far, please?
On the website, it's shown just giving £4,000, but we know there'll be more, probably nearer the £5,000. Other people promised some monies, and hopefully we're going to well and truly hit the £5,000 or more. At the start, we aimed for £2,500, so we've doubled the amount, and we've got here almost twice as quick, I think, than we'd hoped to, so quite tough for that.
Not too late to donate as well. How can you donate?
Definitely not too late. If you go to the Just Giving site, so it'll be www.justgiving.com/cycle123. You're able to give to Blesma. If you want to give to the Red Cipher, that's to help the RHA soldiers past and present and their families, then if you either contact myself or go through the RHA or make a cheque, we'll be able to the RHA Central Bank. But if you contact one of the soldiers or officers in CRHA, they'll guide you towards making a donation to the Red Cipher.
Father Sharkey, congratulations and well done on really what is an amazing achievement, over 700 miles, and also getting there slightly ahead of schedule.
Absolutely, yeah, thank you very much. It's a joy. There's a lot of pain. I can't sit so much good just now, so hopefully the next couple of days that'll settle down. Legs are a little bit sore. Both of us are just delighted to be here, and it's amazing to wake up this morning and not have to go on a bike.
Exactly. Or in fact, talk to me so early in the morning as well.
No, it was good. It was good to catch up, good to say hello, and thank you. And thanks so many people who have supported us and given so generously over the time, and even over the travels as well. People we've met have been fantastic, very much interested in what we're doing in the hotels. We've stayed in the campsite as well. We stayed overnight, and the cycle repair shop in Ely, the guy was a star, being able to get Andy's bike on the road and service, do a mini service in mine as well to prepare, so that we could actually get on the road again. So, no, people have been absolutely brilliant. It's been painful, but well and truly worth it.
Well, congratulations to you and Andy, and enjoy the rest of your day, Father Sharkey.
Thank you. I'm just away at the skip now with my bike.
Okay, yeah, you probably don't want to see another bike again, I wouldn't think. But anyway, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Take care. God bless.
All the best. Bye-bye.